Leviticus 20, verse 1, the Bible says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Again, thou shalt say to the children of Israel, Whosoever he be of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that giveth any of his seed unto Molech, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. And I will set my face against that man, and will cut him off from among his people, because he hath given of his seed unto Molech to defile my sanctuary, and to profane my holy name." So people were literally sacrificing their children to a false god, a devil named Molech. And God says that these people need to be put to death because they're profaning God's name. And you know what? How we can apply this today is that when Christians go out and sacrifice their own children through abortion, they are profaning God's name. That is wicked as hell to sit there as the ambassador of Christ and murder your own child. There is absolutely no excuse for that. That is one of the highest ways you could profane the name of God. Murdering your own children. It's disgusting what America does today. Verse number 4. "And if the people of the land do anyways hide their eyes from the man when he giveth of his seed unto Molech and kill him not, then I will set my face against that man and against his family and will cut him off and all that go a-whoring after him to commit whoredom with Molech from among their people." He's saying not only are these people that are sacrificing their children, not only are they profaning my name, but if the people of the land hide their face from this atrocity, if the people of the land just turn a blind eye, want to pretend like it's not happening, don't want to talk about it, don't want to point it out, he says, I'm going to set my face against that man as well, and I'm going to judge him as well. And that's why at Pure Words Baptist Church and at Steadfast Baptist Church, we're not afraid to talk about abortion. We're not afraid to call it what it is. Filthy murder is exactly what it is. Why? Because I'm not going to hide my face from the profanity of God's name that's happening in our country by murdering children. If you want to pretend it doesn't exist, God's wrath can be on you if you want. But you know what? I'm not going to pretend it's not happening. I'm not going to just not talk about it because people are uncomfortable, because people don't want to be confronted with the fact that they've murdered their kids. That's your fault if you've murdered your kids. And thank God there is forgiveness for that. You can be forgiven for that. But you know what? We're not going to just profane God's name in God's house. We're not going to just not talk about it. We're not going to just pretend that it doesn't exist. No, it's blasphemy. It's profaning God's name when you murder your own children. And you know what? We need to be teaching the next generation that that is wickedness. So many people today are deceived that they don't think there's anything morally wrong with it because they've been lied to and they've been deceived that it's not even a life. That's just a cytoplasm or whatever stupid name they want to give it this month. Now, we need to teach our kids that it's a life at conception and that people that kill their children are murderers and that it's wicked. And you know what? I can't imagine the wrath that is being stored up for our nation because of the innocent blood that we have shed by the murdering of our own children. It makes me shudder to think how angry God must be.